How does a best-selling Christian author who doesn't even live in Indiana come to set a series of popular books in Bloomington? WFIU's Jessica Gall found out recently when she attended what's come to be known as the Baxter Family Reunion.
The Baxter family is like any other living in Bloomington, Indiana. Dr. John Baxter works at Bloomington Hospital, and most of the family attended Indiana University. Daughter Ashley has sold a few of her paintings to the Wandering Turtle Art Gallery. And when anyone in the gang is hungry, you can find them having an intimate conversation at a local restaurant. The only difference is the Baxters are fictional. The creation of best-selling Christian fiction writer Karen Kingsbury.
Bloomington was the perfect place. I looked all over the country, and I really wanted a location that would not be defined by a specific culture. So I didn't want, you know, Eastern Seaboard or East Coast. I didn't want Southern. I didn't want West Coast. I wanted it to feel like a place everyone could relate to.
Kingsbury lives in Washington, but searched the country looking for the best setting for her books. One that had boutiques, the feel of a university, a lake, and nearby farmland.
And really, Bloomington had everything. And then on top of all of that, I love the name.
19 of Kingsbury's books are set in Bloomington, and recently she decided to bring her fans here, too. More than 1,000 fans attended Kingsbury's red carpet book party late last month to celebrate the release of her latest book, Take 4. Kingsbury treated the crowd to a preview of a new movie, and two of Kingsbury's 6 children sang for the attendees. Actors played the roles of famous characters from the Baxter books. The day after the red carpet book party, more than 800 of Kingsbury's fans gathered in Dunmeadow for what was billed as the Baxter Family Reunion.
Just be real careful because it is hot. I asked God for a breeze. I know he's going to give us one.
The overwhelmingly female crowd ate picnic food and waited in line to get a photo and autograph from their favorite author. Daniel Goomby drove his wife 9 hours from Houlton, Kansas for the Kingsbury events, even though he hadn't personally read any of her books.
You know, I'm here for my wife, and so she enjoys it, so I just want to support her and as she enjoys Karen Kingsbury.
Michelle Garrison of Danville, Illinois, brought her 3 best friends with her to Bloomington for a girls' weekend. They wore show choir dresses to the red carpet book party and matching blue shirts with the 4 Baxter sisters' names on their backs to the family reunion.
I am on Karen's Facebook page. She has a fan page, and I was on there. And then when she reached 80,000 fans, she was giving away tickets. And so she asked the question, who would you bring and why? And so I sent in an email, and I won tickets for me and 3 of my best friends to come with me. So we came. I love the books. I read all of them the day that they come out. I own every single one of them. It's just compelling. It's compelling stories. You know, you're drawn into the story, and you really do feel like the people become real after a while.
Even before the Bloomington activities commenced, Kingsbury used the internet for promotional purposes. She asked her Facebook friends to buy her latest book. Throughout the day of the book's release, Kingsbury and her publicist happily watched the book rise on Amazon.com's best-selling books list. Kingsbury also used her time in Bloomington to make a non-virtual connection to the place that has helped her sell novels, including meeting Mayor Mark Cruzan on the Beeline Trail to donate a new park bench to the city.
I have readers that just seriously will come out of their way on their summer vacation, and they will come to Bloomington just to see it. And when I announced the first ever Baxter Family Reunion, many of them wrote to me and said, I didn't even know that was a real place. So I thought, you know, this would be a way that I could connect to the real people who live in Bloomington and say, here's a park bench from me, from my readers, and let it be there so that, you know, someone passing by or coming in to look at the places that have inspired these nearly 20 books would have a spot where they could sit and just take in the incredible atmosphere and feeling of Bloomington.
For WFIU News, I'm Jessica Gull.